Welcome, my friends, to Shaking the Salt with Dr. Peppers. At the end of the message, stay tuned if you want to contact me for any reason, including prayers. Thank you, and I'm Dr. Peppers, Shaking the Salt. Here we go. At the time that I am recording this, my sweet 98, almost 99-year-old mama is coming to stay with us for a while. I know that some of you have your parents or children living with you, and some of you are the sandwich generation, and some of you are on the older side as we are. But any way you look at it, family is family. And for those of you that know my mama, Bootsy, she is just the easiest, most gentle woman to take care of. And she doesn't require anything. She just wants to be around you and do whatever you're doing. So this will be the third year straight that my mama, Bootsy, will be here for Sparkle, 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 Sparkle. That's the name of our women's group this year. The theme is joy. Sparkle with joy. And Bootsy has done that her whole life. I didn't ever know any normal mother when I was growing up, and I'm not, you know, saying anything bad against Bootsy, but she got her name from wearing majorette boots when she was in college. And so everybody would say, hey, where are you going with them boots? Hey, Boots, come here. And they started calling her Boots and then Bootsy. And she has lived with that name for probably 70 plus years. She graduated from the University of Tennessee, and it was where Daddy was stationed to do flight training before he received his final orders to go to Japan. And they were married in 1945 when the president said, the war is over. And so they got married, and my older sister came first, and then me, and then my little baby brother. He's coming with Mom, of course. We're leaving tomorrow, as I'm recording this, on an 8-day cruise. She loves to cruise because she can get her exercise walking in the halls, and we've gotten her in the pool a couple of times, maybe dabbling in the ocean, but never, you know, really anything other than that. And she loves all the good food where she can order what she wants, doesn't have to cook or clean. You know the routine and all the shows and fun and games you can do. I'm just looking forward to time with my mama. So I have been saying all week, Bootsy's coming, as we were making up her bed, as we were getting things prepared. I helped her pack when I was back there in October, so she's already packed for the cruise. And she's been looking at that suitcase for 2 months thinking, we're going on a cruise. So anyway, I say this because I know there are some of you whose mamas are no longer with you. I went to a funeral yesterday for our sweet heart sister, Mary. And Mary had touched so many lives in her beautiful 81 years. And our pastor said, you know, when I do funerals, there's not many people that I can say for sure they're going to heaven. But he said, I've known Mary since I was a little boy, playing with her kids, getting to know her and her family. And he said, there's no doubt that wholesome, godly, wonderful woman who teaches Bible classes, who's in church, who loves the Lord, and who got remarried after her first husband died at, I guess, 78, 79. She got married to her childhood sweetheart. Who has a greater story than that? I can tell you one that is greater than that, because as I've been saying, here comes Bootsy, Bootsy's coming. A lot of people ask about heaven, and the word heaven appears 550 times in the Bible. The first mention is in Genesis 1:1. God created the heavens and the earth. And he goes on to talk about it all the way to Revelation, where it's the residence of God with the people of God for all eternity. And so if we want to know who's going to heaven, it's those who have trusted in Christ as their Savior. As simple as that. When I do jail ministry, the girls will say to me, that just seems too easy. As bad as I've been and as much as I've done, how can I just say, okay, I'm trusting that Jesus Christ is my Savior, and if I really mean it, is that all I have to do to get to heaven? I'm sure you know the answer now. It certainly is. No good works, nothing you can say or do. No, he doesn't count the number of times you stood in the soup kitchen handing out soup. He doesn't count how many Bible studies you attended or led. He doesn't count how you were bad or good or big sins or little sins. There's no degree. He tells us in Romans, we all have sinned and we all have fallen short of the glory of God. But there's one that paid the price for us on the cross. And that's why when I say Bootsy is coming, I'm looking forward in May to her 99th birthday and then next year to her 100th. But there's one thing better that I would love to celebrate. And when my mama, sweet Bootsy, who has loved Jesus since she was a little girl riding in the Baptist bus in Memphis, Tennessee, we know that she knows heaven is soon. And so the questions about heaven and all that people do about heaven and what is in heaven are outlined throughout the book. We have in Peter and James, and all knowledge and wisdom are in heaven. This is given to us in 1 Corinthians 13. Here and now, we can only partially know anything, but in heaven, human knowledge will vanish away. But the people of God will know fully, even as they are known. Can you imagine knowing God as he knows you? That's the promise we have. And the beauty of heaven, I'm looking right now over our beautiful lake. It's 80 degrees. Bootsy's coming, and my brother Duke. I don't want to slight him, but my mama's going to stay with us while Duke has a couple of speaking engagements. And we know one thing in Revelation 21:27, nothing impure will ever enter into heaven, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. In John 1, he says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. So I'm looking forward to seeing my mommy, but one day Jesus is going to say, Bootsy's coming, everybody roll out the purple. Got to match her purple house and purple clothes and everything purple. And purple is a sign of royalty, Mama. But I have no idea what the colors, if any, will be in heaven. I just know that when we get there, all we want to do is see him and meet him face to face and say, thank you for taking all of my sins upon you, because there's nothing I could do to earn heaven. You paid the price. Father, I thank you for those listening. If there's one that's never trusted in you as Savior, let them today ask you to be the Lord of their heart, their life, and to take their sins away from them because you've already paid the price. I thank you that that's what they need to do, is trust in you as their Savior. And they too will know that they will be with you in glory. And I thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm Dr. Pepper, shaking the salt, and Bootsy's coming. Thanks for staying on, my friend. If you would like to contact me, visit saltandlightministry.com. If you want to share your story with me, ask a question, have me come speak to your group, or maybe just request prayer. Once again, saltandlightministry.com. Thanks and God bless.